Meet Gillian, a trained social worker and the mother of a young university student named Aisha. Though very smart, from an early age, Aisha displayed traits that suggested that she may have mental health issues.
She was diagnosed with obsessive-compulsive personality disorder. She's quite smart, so she has a slightly above-average intelligence. So she is a perfectionist. It's not unusual for her to write an essay 5 or 6 times for the first draft. Part of it is anxiety and panic when she doesn't get things quite right. We had an incident just yesterday at uni where she was having a panic attack, and we had to put some backup plans in place, organise someone who was close by to be with her. But we do have a backup plan for all of those things because she does go to uni in Bundoora, so which is miles from here. So that's our life with her. It's always interesting with her. It's never a dull moment.
Sadly, Gillian has had her own struggles with mental health issues. She suffers from clinical depression and anxiety also.
You can't think or breathe or get out of the door. The room is like crashing in around you and squeezing the life out of you. One of the problems that I have is that my memory is really impaired. It's like there's a part of my brain that's kind of been lost, so which is really sad for me. So, and I don't remember a lot of day-to-day things.
But Gillian still manages to look after Aisha. Because of Aisha's panic attacks, Gillian must drive her to university, which is over an hour or two round trip. She often uses the toll roads, which gets her there in almost half the time. But her car wasn't linked up to the CityLink system, and soon she started to receive fines in the mail for the trips she'd taken.
If I went 5 times a week on those toll roads, that's 10 letters for the week, escalating to another 10 reminders and another 10 reminders and then a fine.
So the letters piled up.
So I guess my way of dealing with it was to not deal with it.
Gillian did what many people who suffer from severe depression, anxiety and memory problems do. She avoided them.
Once I started to sort of ignore the letters or disregard the letters, or I don't even know what the word is, it just became almost overwhelming.
Eventually, some representatives from the sheriff's office turned up at Gillian's door. They told her that she owed $43,932.20. Her car was confiscated. Gillian was panicked. Without her car, she couldn't properly care for her daughter. In tears, she told her husband about the fines. They searched for a lawyer, but no one could see her on such short notice. So she found her way to Peninsula Community Legal Centre. One of our lawyers saw her straight away and managed to get Gillian's car back. PCLC helped Gillian to navigate the convoluted bureaucracy of Victoria's fine system. We guided her in her application to have her fines reviewed in light of her special circumstances, being her severe anxiety and depression.
There was no way that I would have even known to have done a special consideration. I mean, that sort of information isn't available. I can navigate a website within reason. I use the internet all the time, but I still wouldn't have known about that stuff. So I am very grateful.
Gillian still had to attend the Magistrates' Court to defend her application. The magistrate did not understand the nature of her mental health issues.
You know, she kept asking me why I did it. And I said to her, if I knew that, if I could give you an answer, that would be great, because that's the question that everybody wants an answer to. But I can't give you an answer because I don't know.
In the end, the magistrate waived all the fines and put Gillian on a good behaviour bond for 6 months.
It was almost like, oh my God, I don't have to pay anything now. I don't get it. Why have I been through all of this and then end up not paying anything anyway? It was weird. I think people with mental health issues are dealt with far better these days, but people still fall through the cracks. So what about the people out there who don't get the help, who don't know what to do? I think that's where the system needs a whole lot of improvement.